sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Well, I was talking, folks, in the last half hour about where we stand and the things that are happening to our children and the dangers associated with that. There was a recent case involving one of the January 6th defendants, Guy Raffet, and he was convicted on counts of obstructing a procedure and carrying a weapon into a restricted area and so on and so on and so on. Well, the case and the situation revolved around the testimony of his son, Jackson. Mr. Raffet was on the grounds. In fact, that is a fact. He never breached the Capitol, although, quite frankly, my position is the Capitol belongs to we the people. The Capitol doesn't belong to, you know, Congress or the Senate. The members of Congress, if they don't believe that they represent we the people, if they don't believe that the people have a right to have a voice, but that they are part of some elite club that gets to make decisions separated from the will of the people, that is, ladies and gentlemen, a form of tyranny. That's what that is. It's tyranny. And tyranny is something that our Constitution makes room for we the people to act when tyranny comes into play. It's the reason that our Declaration of Independence was made. and was created. It's the reason why there was a revolution. It's the reason why people said, wait a minute, no, we're not going to do this. Now, I am of the belief and of the hope that we are going to be able to institute again the rule of law and God's founding principles back into our country. But make no mistake that there are individuals right now who are sitting in these seats, and they're not representatives of the people. They're representatives of a very small, select, special interest groups. And those are the only people that get appointments to see them, talk to them. They're the only ones they listen to. Oh, sure, during an election time, they pretend as though they're listening to you. But if you went and you start to say things that are contrary to the things that they are voting for, contrary to the things that they are engaged and involved in, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to be silenced. You're going to be mistreated. The individuals who showed up on January the 6th were and are very concerned about election integrity, about making sure that the votes that are counted, you know, I'll give you an example, a personal example. Just recently, we were mailed, my wife and I, our voting cards. Now, my mother-in-law passed away a year ago this past December. So, not in 2021, but in 2020, a year ago this past December, she passed away. All of the paperwork regarding her death and her burial and all of that, everything's been filed. She passed away. When we received these new blue voting cards, you know what? As a matter of fact, give me 2 seconds. I want to show you. I have in my hand a voting card for my wife. I have in my hand a voting card for myself. But guess what else I have? I have a voting card for my mother-in-law, who passed away over a year ago. Now, we filed all of the proper documentation stating and identifying that she had passed away. Yet, somehow, she still remains on the voter rolls. We'll take care of that. I'll contact the local assessor and make sure that she is removed. But I'm very curious as to why she's still there. Who is it that registered my mother-in-law on the voter rolls? And how many more of these kinds of registrations exist on voter rolls all across the state of Texas and all across every single state in the union? Think about that. Because somebody who knows that those individuals are on the voter rolls can go in and manipulate those individuals' votes. And as mail-in voting, which is what H.R. 1 is all about, becomes the law of the land, which is what they're trying to do, then that means that someone could pretend to be my mother-in-law, have a temporary forwarding address associated with her name, and cast a vote using her voting registration. Now you say, well, yeah, okay, so that's just one. But there are thousands, hundreds of thousands. And in an election that might be separated by a few hundred votes, it doesn't take too many of those kinds of registrations to swing an election. But if I imply that there are election problems, election irregularities, if I make that accusation, if I say that, then I am banned. I am banned right now on YouTube. I am banned right now on Twitter. I am banned right now on Vimeo. I am banned right now on LinkedIn. I said that to Ken Thornburg, who will be on with me on Tuesday. And he wrote me back. He said, you're banned on LinkedIn. I never even heard of such a thing. But I am. I'm banned on LinkedIn. I'm banned on LinkedIn because of having guests on that question the integrity of the election. I'm banned on LinkedIn because of having guests like Dr. Judy Mikovits, who walks us through and explains why there are issues with the injections and with all injections going back to 1934, and goes through the scientific medical research. I'm banned because I put out the prayer that Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and Dr. Justina Taub and also Ken and Sylvia, who were the writers of that, along with members of the deliverance team, a prayer for those individuals that are suffering as a result of vax injury, like my friend Nurse Angela and others. But those are the reasons I'm banned on LinkedIn. Those are essentially the reasons that I'm banned. YouTube banned me a long while back because of the interviews that I did with Dr. Judy Mikovits. Now, here's what God's word says about lying. And what I'm doing is telling you the truth about what's really going on. But here's what the word says. These six things, Proverbs 6, 16 through 19, doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination. And what is an abomination? Abomination. Abominable. Detestable. It is an absolutely detestable, unclean act. Detestable. These six things that the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination. A proud look. What does that mean? Well, exalting one's self above others. A look in the eye that gives the impression that I am, you know, way better than somebody else. That's a proud look. A lying tongue. I think we pretty much know what that is. Deception, falsehood, those kinds of things. A lying tongue. Hands that shed innocent blood. I would point to abortion. That's the obvious one. But I would also point to lies and deceit that are spoken. Things that are spoken about those that would speak out the truth about Christianity, that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, that no one comes to the Father except by him. Those that say that there is a heaven and there is a hell, that there is a God, and that there is, in fact, a real Satan who roams about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. That the gifts of the Spirit do work today, that there really are miracles that happen, healings that take place, lame walking, deaf hearing, blind seeing, that God does heal people of cancer, that God heals people of addictions. He does. That God will rescue someone out of the homosexual lifestyle. that God will wake someone up that is being deceived or has been deceived in the realm of believing the lies of Islam and the occultic behaviors, that someone will wake someone up that has succumbed to atheism and secular humanism. I'll be back.
Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you and God bless America. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Hi, this is Pastor Greg for Coco Lassus. Coco Lassus, right here, folks. This stuff is absolutely delicious. Dark cocoa and black molasses. And talk about healthy. Wow, vitamins, minerals, nutrients. This stuff is absolutely dynamite, and it tastes great. Just take a cup of hot water and take some Coco Lassus, measure it out, and I'm going to get every last drop of it right here, boy. Take my spoon, scoop that cup right out so I can get every last drop of Coco Lassus. Got my Coco Lassus right here in my cup. Stir it up. You can put a little more, a little less, whatever you prefer. And bottoms up.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being with me. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. All right, I'm going to try and see if I can't play this for you, my radio audience as well. There we go. Okay. This is, well, I just would really encourage you to listen, and then we'll, and then I'll share.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is a really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this
all right.
Borewell we have put, and pure and fresh.
And there, what you hear is, of course, is the water. And $400 will help to put a well in the water or in the ground, a bore well that will impact up to 150 families. I hope you'll consider a donation today. Use you can use paypal.me/PastorGreg. paypal.me/PastorGreg. I want to read something to you. This comes out of Ephesians chapter 3, and this is a great chapter, by the way. Just a real word of encouragement. I'll start at verse 6. That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. This is the good news. This is what is needed and necessary to overcome what we're battling in the world. The things I talked about in the first hour, the deception that is being projected upon the family, the hate, the evil, the racism, all of these things, they're all grounded and rooted in one thing, and they're all rooted in sin. They're all rooted in the devil's desire to see us destroyed. You and I destroyed, our relationships destroyed, our families destroyed, our children destroyed, our relationships, you know, red, brown, yellow, black, white, all of us destroyed. That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. That word power is dunamis, miraculous. It's a miracle. What God has done in your life to convert you is a miracle. Verse 8 says, unto me who am less than the least of all these saints is this grace. So according to the gift of grace of God and dunamis power working in you, and here's an incredible, this is what charis, that word, grace is. And you may have never heard this definition before, but I encourage you to take this in. It's the merciful kindness by which God, exerting his holy influence upon souls, turns them to Christ, keeps, strengthens, increases them in Christian faith, knowledge, affection, and kindles them to exercise of the Christian virtues. Given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. How did he create things? By the word of God going out, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities, rulers, magistrates, and powers, moral authority in heaven, in the heavenly sphere, the sphere of spiritual activities, and in heavenly places might be known by the church, the manifold wisdom of God. Stop and think about this for a minute. Now, to the intent that now unto the principalities in heavenly places might be known by the church, the manifold wisdom of God. We are used by God not to make a show to evil, as God's already defeated evil in the heavenly realm. Jesus said, I saw Satan fall from heaven. Isaiah 14 describes Satan's defeat. No, we're God's manifest wisdom to those who God's given charge over heavenly realms, the angelic and heavenly beings. We are a message of encouragement and exhortation to the kingdom of heaven because we are that kingdom's ambassadors. Having taken up residence in this faraway land, Jesus himself pronounced, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. Thus, we know that we are living in the kingdom of heaven. We are its ambassadors. God does not tremble at the darkness nor stay awake worrying about their plans, because they are defeated according to the eternal purpose by which in Christ our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him.
Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you, and God bless America.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and his natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Hi, this is Pastor Greg for Cocolassus. Cocolassus, right here, folks. This stuff is absolutely delicious. Dark cocoa and black molasses. And talk about healthy. Wow. Vitamins, minerals, nutrients. This stuff is absolutely dynamite, and it tastes great. Just take a cup of hot water and take some Cocolassus, measure it out, and I'm going to get every last drop of it right here, boy. Take my spoon, scoop that cup right out so I can get every last drop of Cocolassus. Got my Cocolassus right here in my cup. Stir it up. You can put a little more, a little less, whatever you prefer. And bottoms up.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hey, Pastor Greg here. Just wanted to check in and have you. This is my new studio. Let me show you that. And then I want to show you this, because this is the cool stuff. This is the cool stuff right here. They said wouldn't happen, but with God, all things are possible. Sending you to love. Just wanted to say hello and show you what God's doing. God bless you. Have a great day.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I truly do hope that you'll take what I shared in the last segment relative to what God's desire is and who you are and how you are grafted in and embrace that. Read Ephesians 3. Please read Ephesians chapter 3. My next guest, I'm so pleased to have him with me. He is a writer for the David Horowitz Freedom Center, Front Page Mag. You can find him, if you follow the link, you'll find him at his own page, which is Sultan Kanish. And it is my sincere pleasure to welcome Daniel Greenfield to the program. Daniel, welcome. It's really a pleasure to have you. Thanks for being with me today.
As always, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. DanielGreenfield.org, by the way, is where he is known as Sultan Kanish, the Sultan Kanish of journalism. The Endless Ages of Purim. You just posted this article yesterday. And, of course, we are in Purim. For those that haven't perhaps understood what that is, why don't you give folks a history lesson on what Purim is, and then we'll talk about why that is relevant to our particular experience today.
So the vast majority of Jewish holidays are biblical holidays, as in they are events that really take place around things like the Exodus from Egypt. And there was this kind of these two Latter-day holidays, the first of which actually for the first time takes place in exile after the Jews leave Israel. They leave their homeland, and there's a crisis. They become very complacent in exile. They start to forget where they came from. They lose their connection to God, and there is a crisis that is the result from that, which is that they're sentenced to a kind of early Holocaust by the Grand Vizier of the Persian Empire, a villain named Haman, who plots to destroy the Jewish people because Mordecai, one of the key Jewish leaders, refuses to bow to him. And that is a crisis that wakes up many of the Jewish people to return to God and ultimately leads to the downfall of Haman.
And, of course, there are some individuals that play significant roles. Haman is connected to Xerxes. Am I correct in that understanding of the history, Daniel?
Yes, he's the grand vizier to Xerxes, who is the king of the empire, and the ruler of the empire.
And Xerxes has a wife who is Jewish, but she has hidden her identity, so he does not. Xerxes is not aware that the woman that he loves and is enraptured with and has married is in fact a member of the Jewish people, whom Haman has sentenced to die.
Yes, when Xerxes banishes or kills his previous wife, they order a kind of forced lottery in which young women are just basically forcibly collected and brought in. And Esther, who is the cousin or niece of Mordecai, is chosen. And he tells her to conceal her identity, and as a result, she's in a position to appeal to the king at a crucial moment when the extermination of the Jews is drawing near.
And Mordecai's situation is somewhat interesting, because Mordecai is someone that Haman has determined that he has animus towards, but Mordecai is responsible for thwarting an assassination attempt against Xerxes. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yes. Early on, he provides information to Esther that it results in thwarting an assassination plot against Xerxes. This kind of creates an unresolved debt, and there's a crucial point at which that debt is repaid. Haman, meanwhile, is full of his own grandiosity. He increasingly is drunk on power, and he demands that everyone bow to him, and resulting eventually in the crisis.
And Xerxes, because of God's intervention in this, is unable to sleep, as I understand it, as the story goes, one night, and
yes,
is having recounted to him there, because they write their history down, and that's when Mordecai's good work is revealed to the king.
That's exactly correct. There is this moment when, well, this night when Xerxes is unable to sleep, he asks that the various accounts be read. Meanwhile, Haman is on his way to demand that the king hang Mordecai. And previously, Haman had just seen Mordecai and become infuriated that he once again did not bow to him. And everyone advises him to erect a huge gallows in his own yard. And he goes right, he can't sleep either, and he goes right to the king at night to make this request. And that's when the king actually recalls Mordecai's good deed and ends up actually telling Haman to leave, to parade Mordecai through the streets and honor him.
Which creates even more animus with Haman towards Mordecai, because now he has been, in his mind, embarrassed by having to drag or honor Mordecai by being the one that pulls the chariot that is honoring Mordecai and what he did on behalf of the king.
There's a great and very memorable moment there where Haman, really infuriated that Mordecai still does not bow to him, relates to his wife, to his various friends, that all the wealth and honor that he has, and he says that none of this is worth anything to me as long as Mordecai the Jew is still sitting there at the king's gate. So it's this embodiment of somebody who has, in theory, everything, yet is completely insecure and obsessed with having everyone bow to him and acknowledge him. And without that, they're perpetually miserable. And we can see people like that in the world today.
It certainly seems that we're seeing a tremendous amount of that when we consider those that I believe have usurped power in our own country, who demand, right, that if we don't speak their words, if we don't say the things they want us to say, if we don't go along with what they want, then they become enraged and they will do, it seems at this point, virtually anything to try to destroy us.
Indeed, there's an incredible lust for power, and it's born from the same kind of insecurity, the sort of hole in the soul where people try to fill it first with possessions and then with control, with anger, with hatred of other people, and a desire to dominate them.
And so we see in Purim, somewhat of a picture of what we're watching happen in our own, in our own world today, right here in our own country today, right, where we have, just as an example, in order for an atheistic government to take over, in order for those in that indoctrination to be complete, there can't be a group of individuals who have a belief in something that is higher than that government, that have a belief in God or followers of Jesus Christ. You can't have Judaism and Christianity, because In both cases, we believe that there is a God that is a creator, and subsequently, we're going to be more like Mordecai. We're not going to bow the knee.
In the original classic example of the Declaration of Independence, which made it abundantly clear where we get our rights, and it is not from a king, which is to say it's not from a government. We don't derive our rights from government. We have innate rights that are given to us. And yet, everything since that has been this push to claiming that atheism will liberate us, that not believing in any higher power will liberate us, but that very strongly believing in government will somehow liberate us. You know, we've seen how is that exactly working out. Are we actually freer? The answer is we're not, even though we are told every day that we are much freer now. We're actually being more enslaved because the power of government is rising over us. And we are losing our sense that rights are innate. Instead, we are arguing over which people the government should give rights to, which people the government should take away rights from.
Rather than embracing the actual equality that our founding fathers envisioned, and the reason that they said that we are creating these documents and we are working to form a more perfect union, not that they assumed or believed that they had created a perfect union, but that they were working to create a more perfect union, and they understood that the foundation for that perfect union was an absolute dependence and an understanding of God's role in granting us those rights.
That's a very important point, because at the heart of this really is the understanding that man is fallible. Religious people understand that man is fallible, that people cannot be perfect. Utopians and utopians really have to increasingly get away from any kind of belief. They have to start believing that human beings, which is to say government, can do anything, that you can create a perfect society here on earth. You can create a kingdom of heaven on earth. And once, if you actually believe hard enough, if you work hard enough, you can create this utopia right here, which is to say that man eventually becomes God, which is the fundamental utopian heresy. And it's one that is really all around us. It's behind totalitarian regimes like the Soviet Union, Nazi Germany. It's behind every militant conviction that you can create perfection, that man can become perfect. And to do that, you just have to repress people enough. You have to leverage enough force. You have to unlock the formula. And then magically you can...
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and his natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Hi, this is Pastor Greg for Coco Lassus. Coco Lassus, right here, folks. This stuff is absolutely delicious. Dark cocoa and black molasses. And talk about healthy. Wow. Vitamins, minerals, nutrients. This stuff is absolutely dynamite, and it tastes great. Just take a cup of hot water and take some Coco Lassus, measure it out, and I'm going to get every last drop of it right here, boy. Take my spoon. Scoop that cup right out so I can get every last drop of Coco Lassus. Got my Coco Lassus right here in my cup. Stir it up. You can put a little more, a little less, whatever you prefer. And bottoms up. Oh, man, that's good. Coco Lassus. To your health.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And
hey, this is Pastor Greg. For only $400, just 400 American dollars, we can drill and buy the equipment to put in these life-changing wells. Would you consider making a donation today? PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Only $400 changes thousands of lives for generations. You can be a part of that today. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Please consider making your best donation today.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest is Daniel Greenfield. Daniel, there's another article that you wrote dated March the 14th, The Frictionless Souls Addicted to the Cause. And of course, you know, this has to do with the Ukrainian situation, and I am very firmly in belief that Putin is trying to reestablish his Soviet Union. He's been talking for 21 years about how he wanted to do that. He's had invasions in 2004 and 2008. There was a small invasion in 2002. He has consistently been aggressive. 2014, he invaded parts of the Ukraine and retained Crimea, which I believe was an illegal invasion. All that being said, there's something that you point to in this article, The Frictionless Souls Addicted to the Cause, that speaks to this religious or biblical or what I would call a God hole void in America, and where people tend to jump from one cause to another in search of trying to fill that hole. Can you speak to that for a minute?
Absolutely. You can condemn Putin as a bad guy. You can see that an invasion is obviously unjust. But at the same time, you can be suspicious of this kind of weird hysteria where everybody suddenly jumps on Ukraine as the next big thing, and everybody is adding Ukrainian flags to their profiles, and they're learning to sing the Ukrainian national anthem. And you know that 2 weeks from now, a month from now, they're going to have moved on to something else. You know, there was this obsession with a COVID lifestyle, and then there's this obsession with Ukraine. And before that, it was Black Lives Matter. And again, next month, it's going to be something that will seem to fill their lives completely, that will take over everything completely. It will be the biggest, most encompassing cause ever. They will talk about it nonstop. They will demand that you adopt this cause. And of course, they will move on like it never existed. Because this is fundamentally, all these things are fundamentally spiritually unfulfilling. There's still a giant hole in their lives, in their souls. It's not religion. These people are almost invariably not religious in any meaningful sense of the word. They're looking for something. They're looking for purpose, for meaning, for fulfillment, and they're not finding in these various causes. What they're doing is just playing spiritual escapism by embracing all these causes, jumping from one to another, and never actually finding anything that gives them a sense that I matter, what my moral choices matter, what I do actually in this world matters.
And that, you know, is really the danger, is that one of those causes
could potentially, well, I think it's why, you know, they've globbed on to the LGBTQ agenda as an example, right? I mean, you know, everybody embraces that, or is more specifically, the left has embraced transgenderism or critical race theory. Each of these are those, and even if you are against those things, which there again, this isn't about labeling or justifying the rights and the wrongs. It's about identifying a deeper societal problem that we have, which is where the where a lot of these things are spawned, I think, is in an amoral culture where there's no such thing as absolute truth, and you know, and an extreme version of everybody is at liberty to do whatever they want, irrespective of how it might impact society and culture as a whole.
That's exactly it. The transgender movement went from not even being an issue, being this obscure marginal thing, to being a thing that everyone now must bow their heads to. And as we discussed in the previous segment, there is this utopian drive, and that requires constantly finding and embracing new causes, finding new things to be outraged about, finding new things to be believe in. And there is this constantly endlessly rotating thing, with Rolodex of causes that you need to then update, because none of the causes themselves are actually bringing utopia, are actually fixing society. None of the things these people have ever embraced, you know, there are people who go back to the boomer age. They've been doing this for quite a few decades. They embrace one cause after another. Yet at no point in time do they say society is really better than it was, that things are actually fixed. And you can go through your whole life doing this. You can jump from one cause to another, yet you never actually feel like we fix things, because then so you have to keep jumping from one thing to another.
Well, and it's interesting, there's scripture that talks about perilous times, and it talks about, you know, those that go into the home and beguile the members of the household, and that those members of the household are pursuing some kind of truth, trying to find some kind of truth, and yet never coming to a knowledge or an understanding of the truth. You know, study, but the comprehension never seems to happen. And I believe that it's because something that I shared in the previous portion, Daniel, before you had come on, is, you know, the only one that can actually help someone to attain that kind of revelatory understanding of truth is an encounter with God. God's the only one who can fill that void and give someone an ability to have eyes to see and ears to hear.
So much of our society is built around weapons of mass distraction. There are ways of preventing you from actually focusing on any one thing for more than a day, a month, certainly a year, a decade. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to be constantly jumping from one thing to another. And this is, social media is very much set up to do this. You're not supposed to actually think long-term. Yet if you don't think long-term, if you don't have any larger focus, then you never actually have any kind of religious commitment. And really, this is what it's set up to do. It's set up to distort and disrupt religion. You know, Silicon Valley likes to talk about disruption. It's disrupting religion. It's disrupting any kind of commitment to anything. And so instead of religion, you have this constant set of unsatisfying hookups with various causes, and you're meant not to be able to make that commitment. It's by design.
I refer to it as, you know, there are good things that you can do, and there are God things that you can do. And a lot of times we can get caught up with the idea of being actively involved in doing good things, but they're not necessarily the God things. And really, the fulfillment comes when we're doing God things, and those God things are good, but they have just a more deeper foundation to them, Daniel.
There are things you can do that make you feel good, and there are things that actually make you good. And very often they're not the same thing, and our society is teaching you to confuse the two.
It seems as though there's a tremendous amount of disinformation and a lot of different little things that they're trying to drop. And of course, you know, they're working to infiltrate every movement imaginable. They want to infiltrate conservatism. They've infiltrated the church. They've created huge confusion within the church, even to the point of causing individuals to question whether or not the Bible is valid, whether or not it can be trusted. You know, when you...
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you and God bless America. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and his natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you and God bless America.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans
plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.